Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup, everybody. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom, here with Dr. Clarity, our esteemed superintendent, and VASD's fantastic summer school coordinator, who is also the incoming principal at Glacier Edge Elementary School, Laura Marquardt. Hello, you two.
How you doing, Marcy?
Doing great. It's a beautiful day outside.
Absolutely, it is. And welcome to you, Laura.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Woohoo! I know. We're extremely excited to have you continue your journey here in the Roane Area School District. And before we get into all the stuff, and it's important stuff, but you know, before we get into the deeper stuff, I'll say one of the things I've noticed for 3 years that I've been able to have the pleasure of being the superintendent is that I've never seen you without a smile. So you just got to give me the secret sauce, because I am a genuinely happy person, but I don't think anybody calls me an over smiler. But so you got to give me the secret sauce.
I mean, I spend my day with currently 705 kindergarten through fifth graders who make me laugh from 7:30 till 2:30. So then I just think of the random silly things they tell me throughout the day, or I think of my little doggy at home, Izzy Love, and she's little cute little peanuts.
So. That is amazing. give me a quick quip of something that it just you always go back to in your head. I can't believe this kid said this.
Oh goodness. Speaking of getting a new job, the kids are at Sugar Creek are not thrilled with me right now. I've gotten a few.
Oh, they're not happy with me either, because they know who signed the letter.
Right.
And so I'm walking by dodging things as I go through the parking lot.
I always tell them, they say, Ms. Marquardt, why are you leaving? And I said, well, one kid actually came out and said, Ms. Marquardt, why did you quit on June 1st? I said, well, it's not June 1st. July 1st is when my job changes. And I didn't quit. They asked me to go be the principal at Glacier Edge. He kind of looked at me with a furrowed brow, kindergartner, and there's two second grade girls in front of him, and they turned around and they both said, you could have told him no. So, I mean, I promised them that I will definitely come back and visit. So
absolutely. And the thing about K-5 and actually all of our students, they speak their truth.
They sure do.
Yeah, if you want to know the facts, just talk to an elementary student. They're going to tell you everything you want to know about
exactly. What's
going on.
And if you're ever having a rough day, walk to the gym or walk to the art room. If you need a little energy boost, you go to the gym. If you need a little calm, just walk in Ms. Cruz's art room and Everything's good.
Well, again, congratulations. And we can see why our students may be a little saddened to have you go across town to Glacier Edge. But really, from the bottom of our hearts here in the organization, we couldn't be more proud of the progress that you've continued to make.
Thank you.
And knowing that you're going to be a dynamic leader over there, you'll be replacing Teresa Taylor, who's just been, a pillar of our community, especially for Glacier Edge for the last 18 years, and we get to keep her as a director of elementary education.
Yeah.
She gets to work directly with you, so
she
that's going to
be on speed dial.
Absolutely, it's going to be it'll be a great transition for all involved. So let's jump right into some of our questions. So, I've congratulated you on your journey, but just kind of tell us your background. So how did this whole education thing start?
Sure. Yeah. So I I'm a Verona grad. So born and raised, started at Stoner Prairie way back in the day. Yeah. and went to UW-Madison, and my first year out of college was, I think, the only year that Verona School District has not hired any teachers. So I went 1 year over in Waterloo and had a great time there. But at that spring, a position opened up at Sugar Creek, and I was one of the first to apply and went through a few rounds of interviews and was thankfully hired. So I could start my journey here at Verona, and taught kindergarten for 13 years at Sugar Creek, both in the monolingual and two-way immersion programs. So that was really great experience to get to see all those different things, and started doing some leadership within the school. And when we transitioned from the old Sugar Creek to the new Sugar Creek, we went from about 500 students to 650. And so Mr. Bruner approached me and was like, what do you think about a position that helped with PBIS and helped with all of our big systems plannings and things? And I was like, well, that sounds like fun. Sure. Do I get to be with kids still? He said, absolutely. So that's my number one. I got to be with the kids.
Got to be with the kids.
and so I transitioned to the role of Dean of Students, and did that for a few years in the new building, which was great. And then last year, as our numbers continued to grow, an associate principal position opened at Sugar Creek, and I applied, and that was a few rounds of interviews as well, which was stressful, and but thankfully was hired into that role. And so I spent the past year doing that, which has just been a great way to continue my leadership journey, getting to start doing things, working with teachers more, the coaches in our building, continuing to be actively engaged with students. And so for the past 17 years, just had a really great time here in Verona, getting to know students, families, colleagues, and really just want to continue to see our district thrive. And have done a lot of work with Glacier Edge teachers in the past, being part of that two-way immersion program. And so I'm really excited for the opportunity to learn more about their about our school culture at Glacier Edge, and just continue to grow the amazing programs and things that they have there.
That is amazing. And as you, for our audience out there, as we think about, I often get the question, what does it take to be a superintendent, or when I was a principal, what does it take to be a principal? So you have the hiring process fresh in your mind of what it takes to be to be a principal. And so just give the audience the real, like, from day one to here's my experience and unfiltered. Just go for it. I might regret this, but just go for it anyway.
No, it was not easy. I'm not gonna lie. It was probably one of the most stressful things I've done in my life. So because it was several rounds, and yeah. I am grateful for the process, because I think school leadership is one of the most important jobs out there. We need to make sure that our babies are okay, all of our scholars are okay, that the teachers have what they need, that our support staff has what they need. And so to make sure that it's the most qualified person is essential. And so started with the first round on Zoom with a group of district administrators, and the questions really focused on things like equity and systems planning, and what you would do if, you know, there's a teacher who needed support. And so that was, did that, and then didn't hear back till the next day, and so didn't sleep so well that night. It's like, she said they'd call me soon. That went soon. And then the second round was with students, staff, families, and district administrators. It was about a 2.5-hour process. The first half an hour was the best, because that was with kids.
Awesome.
Glacier Edge third and fourth graders were in the room, and they asked the best questions.
Absolutely. They always do.
Right?
They always do.
One of the questions that was on the list was something about discipline. And so I was talking about that and how, you know, sometimes we all make mistakes, and so sometimes there's consequences for that, but it's a chance to try again. And we're kind of going through that, and one of the little girls raises her hand and she says, so what does your voice sound like when that happens? So I shared, you know, sometimes adults get upset too, or we get nervous because kids do things and it scares us, and we're trying to keep everybody safe. And for years, my thing has been, so sometimes you get grumpy Miss Marquardt, and nobody likes grumpy Miss Marquardt, not even Miss Marquardt. So
that's fair. That's right? A fair statement. Yes.
So we, you know, that was a great, I thought that was like the nice softball, get you in the game and get ready to go. Made me happy just to be around those kids. And then I sat with a group of about probably 20 staff members at Glacier Edge, from all different departments and grade levels. And and those are, you know, like I said, it's a lot of my colleagues, so wanting to make sure that I shared lots of information with them, and not just assume that they knew things about me because I've worked across town for the past several years. And also to help them understand, too, that I don't see this as an opportunity to make Sugar Creek 2.0 across town. Glacier Edge is amazing. They have a really great culture. They have really great practices and procedures and things in place, and I want to learn and absorb those, not just assume that I'm doing it the way it should be done, but there's lots of really great ways to do things. So being able to express that to staff as well. The next room was families, where we got to, it was some different two-way immersion families. So that was great too, to just be able to share how families can be involved in our schools, and how important they are, and, you know, that we are all in this together. We all want the best for the kids in Verona. And so how can we work together to ensure that continues to happen? And then the final round was with more district administrators, and sharing with them our, you know, the hopes and dreams and things I would bring to the school, as well as what would be a, like, professional development plan for the year. And so I really took in all of the work that we've been doing through our principal meetings this year, and that learning I've been a part of, and knowing where we're going as a district, to be able to put that out into a slideshow and share what I hope we can accomplish throughout this next year. So it's not doing new stuff, but continuing the work that we're already doing and seeing that continue to grow and impact students in a positive way.
Wow. And that was just to get you to the finalist round, right?
That was just round two. Yep, round three was in your office.
I'm not traumatizing you right now in this conversation, am I?
It's a little therapeutic, I think.
Just let it all go. We have to like just lay down. Like, I can't believe you made me do this.
Yep, round three was with you, Dr. Clarity, and Dr. Hawkins, and Mr. Wheezy, and Ms. Engelkins, and that was a little more. It was even more intense. I mean, all of them were stressful, but. Not going to lie, Dr. Clarity, you're a little scary when you sit across the table.
I'm not trying to. I'm just serious about hires.
I appreciate it. I do. Was never offended in the process. Yeah. I was proud to be able to be a part of it. And there was that third one. And then there was a surprise fourth round.
Yep, the surprise fourth round.
Between the two of us where you forgot to tell me I had the job for a while.
Yeah. I just want to see how long you're going to sit there and. And then just go see if you're going to ask.
Do not make assumptions. Absolutely.
No, it was an honor to be able to go through the process with you. And, I like to characterize the Vernon School District as extremely thorough because you nailed it when you said that, there's probably not a more important hire that we do than our building leadership. Because we also know that person is going to be doing staff hiring, teacher hiring, and where the magic happens in our classroom is going to be enhanced by that person and the decisions that they make. So, we really have to make sure. And, Sugar Creek's a special place, and also Glacier, all of our schools are amazing spaces. And Glacier Edge, so I knew that it was going to be key, especially going from a leader that had been there the whole time since there was a hole in the ground, all the way to now, but we got it right, and we're extremely extremely excited about that, and looking forward to a long journey.
Yes, okay. 17 years at Sugar Creek, 17 more at Glacier Edge.
Absolutely, that's the perfect plan. Perfect plan. Given all everything you just said and all the work that it takes to be an assistant principal and going through this thorough process, you are also the summer school coordinator.
My third full-time job.
Third full-time job. So, good. Yeah, like I said, it's good for you.
Thank you.
So talk to our audience, and that's one of the things we wanted to make sure that our audience knows as we prepare for our close of our regular school year and opening up our summer school opportunities. What can our students and parents expect this year?
Yeah, summer school is incredible. This is my third year involved directly with the summer school leadership. So 2 years ago, I started as elementary summer school principal, and it's just summer school has a whole different feel and vibe than a typical school year. I mean, we're working hard, we're working on standards, but everything's a little more relaxed. Teachers are more relaxed, kids are more relaxed. It's half a day, and it's so much fun. Kids are choosing courses that they're interested in. One of the things that's neat about how we do it in Verona too with summer school is that all of our teachers get to submit course proposals. And so instead of them just being told this is what you're going to teach, they get to submit a course. They get to design it. They get to make sure that they're hitting really important standards, but doing it in a way that's impactful and meaningful to them. And when, as a teacher, when you love what you're teaching, that shows in how the kids pick it up and how they learn about it too. And so it's just a really, really fun way for teachers to get to express that joy of learning with kids too.
Absolutely. So unfortunately, I don't know, it was years ago, there used to be this stigma of almost summer school as being some type of punishment, or you didn't accomplish something was the thing that, I got to go to summer school. And what I love about the Verona Area School District is that it has truly authentically morphed into a place of joy and exploration, mm-hmm. where I can pick areas that I just want to engage in, go deeper. I can bring out the joy and have reinvigorate that passion for a subject or a topic or just the joy of learning. And so how do you help change that narrative? How have you helped change that narrative so people understand that is the true intent of our summer programming?
Yeah, so we have seen lots of different ways to do summer school. And I think, in the past here in Verona, we did that too, where it was, kids got signed up for it, and we still tried to make it fun. I was a teacher in it those days too, and you know, we did lots of fun things, but one of the things that we have changed is we do refer to it as enrichment. And so every class is an enrichment class with skills embedded. And so we asked, like this year when we asked the course proposal, every teacher was asked to give us a literacy standard that we know they're going to embed into their curriculum. But that wasn't the like main focus when we list it to kids. We make sure that we have fun, engaging titles, that the course descriptions talk about the fun things that they're going to do. And then we've also, in the past few years, really started to even more seek out student input of classes that they would be interested in. You know, we found out that kids... like cooking is a really fun class to do. And so we have some at elementary and we also have some at middle school. They like to be physically active. So those physical education classes are great ones. We have things with science.
And there's no snow days.
There's no snow days. Cross your fingers, no air quality days. That really got us last year, I'm not going to lie. I never knew that you had to look out for air quality until
you can write a book about this stuff sometimes.
Learn fast what you have to watch for air quality. No, but we just, I mean, just changing that narrative to it's an enrichment activity and all the fun things and talking to kids about it in that way and sharing with families in that way, making sure that our course brochure that we hand out, our catalog, is it's long, but it's filled with you know, fun pictures and engaging titles and set up that so that it's for kids. And then when when they've come, they have a blast. They don't want it to be done. And so I think throughout the years, as we've continued to do that, just continues to grow. We actually have just over 1,500 students signed up for summer school.
That's an amazing
year.
Number.
I think we had about 13 something last year. So it continues to grow, which is great. We continue to have more staff that want to teach it and be a part of it as
that's
well.
That's a fourth of our population. That's great.
Right?
That's really good.
Yeah, and it hits from incoming kindergartners through those students going into 12th grade. Incoming K through 5th grade takes place at Sugar Creek. And then 6th through 12 takes place at the high school. That was another change we made a couple years ago, was it used to be the middle schoolers went with the elementary schoolers. And we were sitting there talking about it. I was like, if I was in 8th grade, I would not want to come in back to elementary school. I want to go see the new high school. So we're like, let's look at it. Let's figure it out. And so we made that switch so that 6th through 8 could go with the high schoolers, really get that experience, see what it looks like to be in high school, kind of something to aspire to, thinking about being in that building in a couple years. And we've noticed like our middle school trend is going up as well in the number of kids that are going, which is great. And they have lots of great engaging courses there as well. The nice part at high school is it can be classes that they can get credit for as well.
Perfect.
So a few of the courses are to help get ready. We have an ACT prep course, which is a great one. We have some, I think it's AP Psych has like 2-week course that kids can take online to help them get ready for the work that they're going to do in that AP class, kind of get a head start on some of the big project things that are happening so that they feel ready and feel like they're ready to engage in those. And then lots of kids like to take health and physical education classes in the summer so that then they can increase the number of elective courses. Because we have such great courses at the high school throughout the school year, kids are looking for ways to fill some of those requirements in the summer so they can do more of the extra electives throughout the school year as well. So we do our best to get as many teachers for those as well. I know there's always a wait list. There's never quite enough, but it's as many kids as we can. We have 120 students taking health this year. So and we'll have those spots again next year. So if you didn't get in, try again next year. but it'll be around again. But it's been really great to watch it grow.
It's amazing, amazing program for our students. We think about be able to kind of get away from the archaic way of thinking about education that we just stop for 3 months,
right.
Which we can go do a whole nother podcast about about the school calendar and the why behind the school calendar. But I'm not different day, different. Yeah, I'm gonna get off my soapbox really quick on that. But yeah, so thank you so much though for the programming options that you do for our students and making it meaningful. And I loved how you put our literacy focus into every standard into every class, because we know that literacy drives everything that we do here in the Vernon School District. So as we, in about 2 minutes here, we're going to close down, but we can't have this conversation without thinking about a person that I found to be probably one of the most phenomenal leaders I've been around and I continue to learn from. You've had the honor of working with him for 18 years now, 17 years?
18 years.
Yeah. And that's Mr. Todd Bruner. All right. And so can you talk about what he's meant to you and your journey?
Oh, Mr. Bruner. We officially met when I was in eighth grade. That was his, I think, first year in Verona. He was an eighth grade teacher. He was not my eighth grade teacher, but he was my friend. And so I've known him since then. And then throughout high school and college, I actually volunteered at Sugar Creek. And part of that time, he was the principal intern. So where he took a break from teaching to do that. And then that's how he transitioned into being the principal at Sugar Creek. And so, he and I are, he's one of my best friends. That's probably one of the hardest decisions of moving to Glacier Edge, was the fact that I wouldn't be working just down the hall from him every day. He's taught me so much about leadership, the importance of just listening to everybody around you, making sure that you're listening to the kids, the teachers, the parents, your support staff, that everybody, just ensuring that everybody always feels heard, that your door is always open. That's something I take with me too. The importance of not always doing the work you have to do in your office. He's got his little mobile desk. I'm trying to figure out if there's a way for me to smuggle that out of the building with me. I think he'd notice.
Well, turn a blind eye to it. Whatever you need to do.
What happened to it, right? there's different times. I remember as a teacher, he'd come in, sometimes with a pile of mail and just sit at a back table while we were working and doing stuff. And it's just so that it was not ever stressful or weird if he did come in for an observation. Kids were used to seeing him. I was used to seeing him. And so that's something I've tried to do as well, just be an active presence throughout the building. And so that it isn't like, oh, no, the principal's here. It's just, oh, look, there's Miss Markwood again. She was here yesterday. No big deal. And so that's definitely something I will continue to take with me. Ways of problem solving. I mean, I could go on for days, but I won't do that to everybody. But yes, no, Mr. Bruner has been a great leader and a great mentor for me. And I've let him know he will continue to stay on speed dial as well. And we'll keep collaborating with both having two-way immersion programs and things where our journey is not over.
Absolutely. Now that peer-to-peer dialogue, and he's such a great leader. And I pick his brain as often as I can as well, because there's just a wealth of historical knowledge here in the Runner School District, and also just great leadership ideas that he's able to lift in more. So I didn't want to leave this conversation without giving him a shout out as well. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
So that's been a fast 20 minutes already.
That was a fast 20 minutes.
Once we get going, it's a great conversation.
That was an easier 20 minutes than the interview.
Yeah. And I'd be scared all the other candidates away. So no, but we just call it thorough. Extremely thorough. Extremely thorough. Well, that's going to close us out here. Thank you so much for joining me today. You've been an amazing guest, and I get to partner with you through the summer, and then July 1 over at GE, and we're looking forward to what you're going to bring to what's already an amazing building. But thank you again, and we're going to send it back to Marcy.
Thank you, Dr. Clarity, and thank you for trusting me and taking over the reins of Glacier Edge. I'm really excited to join the team.
Absolutely.
So glad to have you here, Laura, and have an opportunity just from hearing about your experiences. It's a lesson in how it draws in. You've talked about multiple colleagues and other principals and leaders and folks you've learned from. So I hope it helps our audience understand how tightly we all work together here. And I want to thank you for being here. And thank you to our listeners for listening to In the Loop with the Soup.